It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Sam Sears. Good morning, everyone. Welcome aboard to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. My guest today is a dear friend, friend of the show, Sean Belusin from State Champs Net and Woodward Sports. We're going to meet our sponsors quickly, then bring Sean in. Your American, your Carfax Advantage dealer, see Roger and the crew at Cuna Automotive. Don't be penalized for bad service. Go to Cuna Automotive. Coca-Cola of Hancock providing all your favorite Coke products throughout the Copper Country. Porter's Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand name tires. David Drukri, Century 21 North Country Agency, and owns the official realtor Peeking Inside the Grapevine. For all your embroidery, silk screen, and necessities, team or company search. Personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics in downtown Barragut. Dave's BP Super Service of Hancock, here is only full service gas station. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets. Corey, 23400. The Cuna Overhead Doors, your Copay Garage Door Distributor, Copper Country, Sharon Avenue, and Holton. Open Monday through Friday. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs, 370-4370. Also a licensed septic installer. Servicing Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock by the hospital, offers all aspects of family dentistry, 482-8601. Jordan Peterson Landscaping and Lawn Services, 281-7318. Give Jordan a call. He'll clean up your yard for the winter carnage. Although we had a few snowflakes yesterday, the yards are a mess. Give Jordan a call. He'll take care of you. Eastport Pasty Company, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday in Calumet at Rosalita's Bakery, 369-4345. Or reserve them on Facebook. More often than not, they sell out. Holton Billingsley, M26 Brickyard Lane and Holton's, your authorized true value store in the Copper Country. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Great rates, monthly specials. Daily walk-in water park passes available, 920-405-8700. As for Holly Nichols for the larger groups and gatherings. You got a problem with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all coming to pesky rodents, contact A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. Uper Fitness in the Copper Country Mall is owned and operated by Upers, offering discounts for seniors, military, and first responders. Time to bring in our dear friend and friend of the show, Sean Belusin, from Woodward Sports and FanDuel Sports in Northville, Michigan. Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Jimmy, always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy. What's up?
Well, Sean, a couple topics I'm going to have fun with, we're going to have fun with before we get, we'll wrap it up with hockey and just take a quick glimpse at the second round of Stanley Cup playoffs. This is one of these things that really have me bothered, Sean. As you know, sometimes things bug me and they stick with me for a while. What are your thoughts? And I was thinking about this last night when I seen this, this Stephon Diggs fiasco come through. Can you tell me, when's the last time a professional athlete actually got sentenced for a crime? I'm thinking about this. I can't remember. I mean, they all get out of it. I mean, you look at a certain golfer. I mean, he should have a 10 books thrown at him. I mean, isn't it maybe sooner or later somebody higher up in the political system says, guys, we got to start penalizing these people. Am I missing something, or am I kind of on base with this, Sean?
No, I think you're more on base with it than anybody wants to admit, Jimmy, and it's, so much of it comes back to money. I mean, we know that. I mean, our judicial system, if you have money, you can get out of nearly anything. That's just the way it is, including murder, as we know.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's the reality of it. It's almost got to the point of acceptance, though, and I think that's the scariest part, that people just kind of accept that that's the way it is. And no, none of us should accept that. That's not the way it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Sean, I mean, we're both old school, but a crime is a crime. I mean, we go back to Ray Lewis, bite a 55-gallon drum with gloves on and body parts laying in it. I'm not trying to be cynical or funny here, but it's to the point where every single one of these guys, and these aren't just grabbing a Milky Way off a counter in a local candy store, these are hardened crimes that people in the blue-collar community like us, we won't have the book thrown at us. We'll have the cell thrown at us, for God's sakes, not once, but twice, but multiple times.
No, I mean, you know, at the same time, I mean, I think it's helped foster a sense of entitlement with a bunch of guys. I can get out of things. Yeah, I got into that trouble when I was in high school and I was a star athlete, and then again in college. And, well, heck, now that I'm in the pros, I can do just about anything that I want. I mean, that's the sad reality of it, Jim. And there used to be a time that a lot of people kind of spoke out against it now. And we've just kind of accepted that's the way it is. And I'm not saying that's right, but I think that's the reality of the situation.
And sooner or later, you think someone in the blue-collar public is going to raise a holy heck about problem. Hey, if so-and-so can get away with it, why can't anyone else? But, again, that's one thing that just bugs me. And it's I think just the last month on my little sports shows in the corner of the world, I was counting last night, I think nine in the last month, month and a half, with high-profile athletes, even now high-profile college athletes. I'm thinking, how many stories have I said? But it's almost once a week there's something on there, and I got a separate segment in my show called Police and Courts. I have fun with it, but
right?
It's sad, actually.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt about it, Jim. It's, you know, who's in trouble today? You know, that it really does seem like that's the reality. So, you know, hey, listen, until you start throwing the book down and letting people know, no, we're not going to tolerate this. What do people have to worry about? It's a business as usual, you know?
Yeah, remember years ago the Cleveland Browns, all those guys in trouble, the running joke was they traveled to road games in penal vans. Remember that, Sean?
Yep.
Well, Sean, a quick switching gears. How broke, again, we're going to spend our 2 minutes on the NBA. How broken is the NBA? So far, officially 10 teams tanked at least half the season. And Silver keeps crying. That product becomes so flawed. All due respect to the teams that are still playing, but to say it's broke is a gross understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you're openly having conversations like this, Jim, I think you're doing everything but admitting that it's broken. I mean, really. And I mean, just the mere fact that they are it's not even us having these conversations. They're having these conversations. So, you know, Jim, there was at one point in time, I really, really enjoyed the NBA. It's never been, you know, anywhere near the National Hockey League. I'm not going to lie. At one point in time, I really, really enjoyed it. And I just don't anymore. I mean, like everybody else down here, little excited about the Pistons and all that. Okay, great, fine, dandy. But there's no way I'm watching that on an off night. There's just I have no other way to say that. It's no way am I watching that on an off night. And that's the way it is for me. And they have a lot of things to fix. There's no doubt about it.
And I'm the same, Sean. I haven't watched 1 second of NBA playoffs. I have the finals. I will if there's absolutely nothing else on, including Barney Fife. And I go back to the old Pistons, the Bad Boys, the 76ers, my favorite player, Julius Erving. But it's one step away from wrestling. And there's our two-minute segment on the association. In college basketball, Sean, the last couple guests I had, I've thrown this at you. How broke is that now with expanding the field to 70-some teams? Again, we appreciate your opinion up here. But how much are going to keep the minutes? And we got it's all about money. But how much are they going to keep diminishing the regular season means absolutely nothing right now.
It's sad. And Jim, I this is something I love college football. And I really do. And college basketball as well, you know, I mean, the March Madness is just something that's still so right. And, you know, to go like this, it's just like whatever. You know, okay, this is money, 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 money. I mean, that's let's be honest. I mean, that's usually the answer to most questions. Money. You know, like we were talking about earlier, how are these guys getting off? Money. There's too much money to be made. I think it's funny. College not that long ago used to play the laughable game of it's all about the student-athlete. They're not even hiding the fact that it's a money grab anymore, Jim.
Oh.
I mean, there's no hiding in any way, shape, or form that that's the way they're conducting their business.
And we're going to switch to hockey finally, Sean. And I know I texted you the other night when the draft was on. I didn't realize you were on with the Shrep. I was watching some of that draft lottery. I still can't figure it out. Now, I wake up here yesterday. Everybody's complaining how the lottery got to be fixed. It reminds me of high school hockey, how they complain every year something got to be fixed. 2 weeks from now, they're going to forget about it till it happens again next year. But this lottery was that was like watching a Seinfeld episode. They put a bunch of ping pong balls coming out of briefcases. They take a ball, bring it to the deputy commissioner to make it official with some lawyer next to him. The Maple Leafs, who get the number one pick, and I still don't know, with 12 balls left in some hopper. And what are your thoughts of this whole fiasco? And secondly, the Maple Leafs hiring a native son, Sundin, like Detroit did with Yzerman. A lot of this stuff, son. I'm baffled.
No, I, you know, and I mean, their choice to general manager is, being pounded by everybody as well. Bring in John Chayka. I mean, that's just, come on, are you serious? I mean, but no, Jim, I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend to understand it. I always make the joke, hey, the NFL, we can say what we want about the NFL, but pretty much everything the NFL touches is gold, right? How about a crazy idea that we just have it in order of finish, including with tiebreakers. What a crazy, groundbreaking idea that is. I don't get it. You know, it's tough for the Maple Leafs this year. I understand you're excited you got the number one. I don't think, Jimmy, that there is a generational player in this draft, a transcendental player. That doesn't mean you don't get a darn good player. And presumably it's going to be Gavin McKenna, but... this is one of those years. I'm not sure that there's that franchise changer there. So, the Maple Leafs, they don't win often in May. So they're going to have to take their wins as they get them.
1967, Sean.
You got it. That's the way it is.
All due respect to our dear friend Todd Matson. Yeah, the briefcase, the balls, the deputy commissioner, a legal person by the deputy commissioner. Then it got to be authenticized. Then they turn on some ping pong like at the bingo hall in 1970. So I was laughing so hard I had to text you.
I don't get it. This routine's been going on for a while. I mean, I remember a few years ago when the Habs won it. I didn't understand it then. Of course, I was happy as a Habs fan that they got it. But, and again, that was another guy. I mean, as good as Slavkovsky is, nobody's going to call him generational. But, sure, however that worked, I had no idea how it worked.
Well, Sean, switching to hockey, the second round's underway, Buffalo-Montreal. We have some fun with that. We're both fans of each team. They have one game in the books. Overall in the playoffs, so far, I mean, Carolina looks really good. Colorado 6-0 so far in six games, outscoring their opponent 27-13. Last two games against Minnesota, 14 goals. Is it fair those? I'm like you. I'm waiting for Carolina with Anderson to collapse. You think it's going to come sooner or later. But does Colorado really seem to be separating themselves right now from the rest of the field in here?
Yeah, Jimmy, I just thought they were the best team all year. I mean, the record shows it. You know, they just jumped out so far ahead of everybody, and then they kind of went through that down period, and they found it back. Couldn't be happier for Scott Wedgwood. He's a guy I had a chance to get to know him when he played for the Whalers, and I was doing Whaler games. He's such a good guy, and, you want to talk about waiting your turn and taking advantage of an opportunity when it's presented to you, so I'm so happy for him. I'm with you. I'm not falling for it with Carolina. Brindamore has them playing the right way, and they go. And it's funny, you and I were talking about the lack of speed and pace in that Pittsburgh-Philly series, and you're certainly seeing Philly overmatched so far against Carolina. But I have zero faith in Freddie Anderson. Zero. I not even 1%. I have zero faith in Freddie Anderson. I've seen him fall apart. Far too often, but boy, hey, you know what? It's working so far.
Yeah, and then we look at the Buffalo-Montreal series, game one in the books last night, but most odds makers have that being a close series, a slight edge to Buffalo, but this one can go either way. And again, I'm not sold with Buffalo, and they're one team that's already made a goaltending change. It's working out. Alex Lyon seems to have a short longevity period, Montreal with Dobis. I think, Sean, that has the makings of being the best series in the second round the more these things lengthen out. What are your thoughts on that one?
I agree with you. Look, I think Buffalo's my pick out of the East to start. Right. You have to ask yourself, how much does Montreal have left? You really do. I mean, that series against Tampa, you talk about pace, you talk about physicality. I know everybody bagged on the Habs, 9 shots in Game 7. I don't think people paid attention to the rest of that series. They were the better team than Tampa, period, end of story. Tampa only led in that series like 19 minutes. Like, come on, for goodness sake. But, you wonder how much they have left in the tank. And, Jimmy, I think Buffalo at the start, I'm sticking them. I wouldn't be surprised if this series goes 6 or 7 games, but I think the Sabres come out victorious in this one. I really do.
And, Sean, the only good thing about being a Buffalo fan, I put open invites for Sabre fans to come to my parties. These are the best parties in the world, Sean. It's me and my cat. There's no fans around to come to them. I love it.
I'm the same way, man. People, hey, can I come over and watch the Habs with you? Man. No, you can't come over. You can come over to my house any other time. But
you got it.
You know that. We always love to have barbecues and everything. Just leave me alone during the Habs game. That's all I ask.
I had a conversation with Kathy the other day. She said, no. So what time does the game start? I said, when I got out of bed. The whole thing.
You got it.
Game day.
You got
it's
it.
It's going to be interesting.
You got it.
Be interesting to watch. And but as we look at this, do you see any surprises in the second round? Obviously, Sean, the Buffalo, Montreal, a lot of people have 6 or 7. Anaheim, Vegas, I thought. But anytime you got Quinville going, Philadelphia, they're on top already down 2-0. Do you see anyone maybe come out of that second round besides the favorites? And right now, Sean, I don't see any.
You know what? I'm not counting out Anaheim yet. I'm really not. I thought that John Tortorella to Vegas was just a horrible decision, okay? And so far, they look really smart. I mean, he got them going at the end of the year and got them going in the playoff and everything. Anaheim, I really like what they have. There's a lot of talent with that team. Pat Verbeek left Detroit and then kind of showed Detroit how you do a rebuild. I mean, he's done a fantastic job there, and I've always liked Pat Verbeek. So there's that as well. But there's a lot of talent on that team, Jimmy. I'm not quite counting them out yet. If I had to pick one surprise, that might be my surprise. But other than that, I really do think I think the Chalk's going to take care of business.
I haven't watched much of that series so far due to the time, but. What a coaching matchup with some probably Hall of Famers. Quinville, I love. I remember a conversation a couple years ago. Someone said coaching doesn't make that much difference in NHL. Really? Then you got Tortorella.
Yeah.
You either love the guy or hate the guy, but watching those two guys as coach, that's worth the price of admission in from your living room. It's a lot of, let's just say, a lot of strategic head games going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And listen, Torts, I think we all know his reputation. I thought it'd be a disaster in Vegas. I really did. I was like, are you kidding me with all the distractions already in Vegas? But it's worked so far. And, Vegas is a team. I mean, it's almost like people forget about Vegas. And we shouldn't forget about Vegas because, you know, of all the talent they have, and so much of it stems back to the welcome to the NHL package. So, I like this Anaheim team. I really do. I think they're, I hate to use this word, I think they're plucky. I think they're, you know, the whole young and dumb and haven't been there before, and there's something to be said for that.
And before I get going, in Detroit, obviously, the mood there, you look at Anaheim. I don't think they're going away. San Jose is right on the cusp. You look in the East, you got Montreal, Buffalo, and Ottawa, who both cracked the seal. You got Detroit outside looking in. You got Columbus, who has almost got in with bonus. You know Florida's going to be back next year. Circling back to Detroit, I mean, again, are they digressing in this whole deal, Sean? It just seems like they're stuck somewhere and they can't get out of there.
I think they're in purgatory. I think you hit the nail right on top of the head. I really do. I think they're in purgatory. I think they're in that unenviable spot where they're not quite bad enough to finish in the lottery, and they're not quite good enough to finish as a playoff team. They're probably in that 10-11 range, and I think firmly stuck in that 10-11 range. I do, because there isn't a lot of stuff to look forward to and be optimistic about in regards to guys coming up. And as you mentioned, listen, the revenge tour with Florida is going to be real next year. I firmly believe it. You know, Montreal's only going to get better. Buffalo's only going to get better. Then you have Ottawa that they just can't get over the hump. Ottawa just can't get over the hump. And so, you know, in the division alone, I don't think Toronto's as bad as the record showed last year. So it really is going to be interesting. I think Detroit's going to stay about where they were in the division. I really do.
Well, Sam, before I let you go, give our audience your numerous podcast and website information, you and Shep, you and Barbecue Mike, and your hockey watch parties with our blast. One of these days, Sean, I'm going to knock on your door if I figure out how to get there to eat the hard way. But give our listeners how I can get in there.
Yeah, you know what? Bring a few friends. You know that. We have some mutual friends up there. You're all invited. But, yeah, we do some stuff in my basement. Obviously, I got the stuff with Woodward and State Champs. And I love to do a hockey show. Just that, you know, some weeks there's two, three guys there. Some days there's two, three guys there. And there's other days, like, people find out, like, Darren McCarty's coming over in next week, and all of a sudden everybody wants to show up because Darren's going to be there, and, you know, this former wing or that former wing might show up. So we try to have fun and just talk about what's going on in the playoffs. We hockey fans all need to stick together.
You got it, son, and good luck with your Carpenter Bee situation, okay?
You've got it.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Sean. We'll get you in a couple weeks of the playoffs on Fold. Sound good?
Anytime at all. We'll see you, buddy.
Hey, talk to you later, Sean. Sean Belizer from State Champs Net and Woodward Sports. Always an absolute riot to have him with us. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8:40 at Peek Inside the Grapevine. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Listen to all his great tunes in his morning programming. Thanks, Sam.